Welcome to the podcast for classification using the ICD-11 MMS. The content discussed in this podcast is based on the ICD-11 MMS version, April 2019. What are some of the ICD-11 conventions?
A description is available in many entities in ICD-11 to enable coders worldwide to be consistent with the common understanding of a concept, despite different terminologies or languages, thus promoting the accuracy and reliability of coded information internationally.
Are there any other conventions in ICD-11?
Inclusions or inclusion terms in ICD-11 are examples of diagnostic statements. They are either different conditions or synonyms. Inclusions are located at the chapter, group, and category levels. They are not a subclassification of the category and by no means exhaustive. Exclusions in an ICD-11 category indicate that an entity is classified elsewhere. They serve as a cross-reference in the ICD-11 MMS and help to delimitate the boundaries of a category. In ICD-11, the abbreviation NOS stands for Not Otherwise Specified, implying that the source documentation used for classifying did not provide more detail beyond the term, that is, an unspecified, incompletely specified, or unqualified concept.
What terms are used in ICD-11?
The terms due to in ICD-11 describe a causal relationship between conditions. Synonyms in documentation, such as caused by, attributed to, or secondary to, may be used for code assignment. The terms associated with in ICD-11 describe the coincidence of two conditions. Code also instructions in ICD-11 inform users that additional information is required to be coded, in conjunction with certain categories or STEM codes, as that information is relevant to primary tabulation. The terms not elsewhere classified, or NEC, in a category title, serve as a warning that certain specified variants of the listed conditions may appear in other parts of the classification.
What about the terms and or?
The terms and or are used in ICD-11 as per their meaning in formal logic. That is, A and B means both A and B must be present. A or B means either A or B or both A and B must be present. That is, or means and/or in ICD-11.
What is pre-coordination, post-coordination, and cluster coding?
Pre-coordination refers to STEM codes that contain all pertinent information, for example, site and pathology, in a pre-combined fashion. Post-coordination refers to the assignment of multiple codes to describe a clinical concept. Post-coordination may utilize two or more STEM codes or STEM codes with one or more extension codes. The mechanism of showing that codes are post-coordinated is called cluster coding in ICD-11.
Tell us more about cluster coding.
Cluster coding requires use of a specific syntax to show which codes belong together when post-coordination is used. When post-coordinating to form a cluster, STEM codes are always sequenced before their extension codes. If one STEM code is post-coordinated with one or more extension codes, the combining syntax used is the ampersand. If two STEM codes are post-coordinated, to provide additional detail, the first STEM code will be separated from the second STEM code by a forward slash. It is important to sequence within a cluster according to the use case, that is, mortality or morbidity.
What are the post-coordination instructional terms?
There are a number of instructional terms used to perform post-coordination. Some are mandatory and others optional. Has causing condition is used when an additional STEM code is required for cluster coding to identify the underlying cause. It is mandatory to code the causing condition for primary tabulation, if known. Has manifestation is used to identify and code the manifestations of a condition. The listed options are a sample of the most frequently resulting manifestations. An assignment is optional. The associated with field is used when multiple codes are required to fully describe a clinical concept, but there is no causal link between the conditions. This instruction is either allowed or required depending on the scenario.
That is the end of the podcast. For further information, go to https://icd.who.int. We hope you have enjoyed this podcast on classification using the ICD-11 MMS. Thank you for listening.